Hi, this is Emily Vogeltans, and you are listening to the Grove Podcast. Today's episode is super special because we're getting an inside look into our annual Grove Swap. As you may have seen or heard by now, the Grove Swap is our yearly clothing exchange that we hold right here at Passion City Church. We have the women of our house scour their closets for beautiful and great pieces that they're willing to donate so that women all over Atlanta can come for one night only and shop for free. It is a big and beautiful undertaking, and it only happens with the help of our incredible team and the door holders of our house that literally spend hours preparing for this night. In fact, you're going to want to stay tuned to the very end of the episode when we hear from some of the team that worked really hard behind the scenes to bring the swap to life. They give a lot of helpful wisdom for those of you that might want to plan a swap of your own in your city. Every year, we are blown away by the generosity of our women, but also by the stories that come out of these nights. It is way more than just about clothes. So this year, we sent Jordan Johnson from our team into the wild to capture some of the really special moments. She also got a chance to chat with Shelley Giglio right before the doors opened to hear more on the vision and expectation for the night. We know you're going to love these stories as much as we have. So here's Jordan Johnson at the Grove Swap.
Hey, it's Jordan Johnson, and we are here at the Grove Swap. It is about to go down. The doors haven't opened yet, but we're all getting ready and making the final touches on this space, and it looks so beautiful. I just want to paint a little picture for you real quick. We have racks upon rack of the most gorgeous clothes and accessories. We have, they're organized by color and size. We have all of these tops in the middle of our oval here at Passion City Church. We have our whole kids space is devoted to becoming dressing rooms. Our auditorium is full of jeans and pants and dresses, even a whole section for formal dresses tonight. And we even have a couple of wedding dresses that we'll hopefully be able to give away to some deserving brides. We have been so blessed to have donations from a couple of amazing boutiques here in Atlanta, but most of these items have come from the women of Passion City Church, and it is so amazing to see their generosity. We're going to get to hear from women tonight, hopefully some incredible stories of what they're getting to experience. But before we open the doors, I want to grab a few moments with Shelley Giglio, who heads up our Grove team and is the visionary behind the Grove Swap. Okay, it's the night of the swap, Shelley. We got Shelley Giglio here, and
I'm so excited.
It's going to be amazing. No one is inside here except for all the people that are making it look beautiful.
Yes, we have the most incredible door holders who show up for things that no one should really have to come to, you know? But they do, and we have an incredible group here who are finishing up the layout and production of over almost 12,000 pieces of clothing.
Incredible.
Basically, you know, our church, I was laughing one day because our church is 130,000 square feet or something like that. And we fill this place with clothing. And it's incredible to think about
every space,
how all the spaces that are obviously destined for things like worship, for kids, things in worship that we have on Sundays, and for other kind of programming that we do during the week. But just to think about the fact that every one of those spaces is now full of the most incredible pieces of clothing that are intended for people that wouldn't have them otherwise.
Yes.
And what I love is, and one of my very favorite things about the swap, and if you're hearing all the construction noise, it's just part of it, is that people who don't have things get things, but people who actually just want to enjoy a moment with each other also get things.
It's awesome.
And so it's all of us together.
Yes.
And one of the greatest honors of our life is to be able to get things in people's hands that need them.
Yes.
But when we can do that in a respectful way for people and put them in an environment that's A, fun. We're about to, in fact, we just cranked down the DJ so that we could do this little moment together. He was trying to turn the tunes up and we were like, wait, hang on for the Jordan Sparks. We're not ready yet. But you know, the DJ will be pumping and people will be serving mocktails. Get the word right. It's mocktails, not cocktails. But you know, things are exciting and it's a place to be tonight.
Yeah,
and what I love about that is that it allows us to create an environment where people can get what they need, which is obviously what our heart is.
Yep.
But they can do it in a place that's super fun, super inviting, super warm, and it's just a good time.
Yeah.
And I love it. So I love being in the middle of the final setup and seeing not just what we're seeing here, which is a lot of people who have given of time, energy, money, things, but actually in a moment that we're about to head with people spiritually, where they actually can see that God has good for their life and that he repurposes people's things toward their life today.
It's incredible.
And one of our favorite things about the Grove Swap is the saying, what's mine is yours.
Yeah.
And when we can get that way down deep in our hearts, mm-hmm. where we actually release our hands of the stuff that we hold in a way that God can repurpose it for any intention that he has in his heart, then we all win.
It's awesome.
And tonight we're all going to win. So I can't wait to see thousands of women come and receive.
Yes.
And to know that God's goodness is extended
it's
to
so
them
great.
In this night.
So great.
It's exciting.
Shelly, how long ago did you originally have the vision for a clothing swap through the Grove?
Well, you know, we've been going with the Grove a while, about 6 years, and I, somewhere early on in that very first year or two, I had the idea. And, you know, most good visionaries don't release all their ideas at one time because it can be a little overwhelming for the people.
That's right.
So once the Grove kind of got up and going, from the very beginning, we've had a heart for the things of the Grove, not just to be to us, but through us.
Awesome.
And so it's always been the intention that we wouldn't gather people in our city and pray for God to change our lives without us changing other people's lives.
Totally.
And the whole timing of it. And so I believe that spiritually, we've had this intention in our heart from the beginning.
That's awesome.
But physically, I think this is our fourth year.
Yeah.
And it's an invitation. You know, sometimes people don't love to come to church.
Right.
They're afraid. They have had a bad experience with God.
Yep.
Sometimes with God's people who haven't always been the kindest to them.
Sure.
Or there's some hurdle that makes them be afraid to step through the doors of a church.
Yep.
But when people can come to a church, well, first of all, our church doesn't look like a church. That helps.
That's true.
Everyone drives in the parking lot and thinks it's a lighting store, which is great.
and
it is. In ways, it is a lighting store because we are lit from the inside
out. Absolutely.
But it's also true that I think people will come to this that might not ever come on a Sunday,
that might
be afraid to approach God in a way from some distant thing in their past,
right,
or some current circumstance that they're in. But when you provide an opportunity for people to come to church where all the walls are down and there's nothing threatening about it, it's a good entrance. And what we've learned over time is that people will come to this and then they'll step up to come to the Grove, or they'll step up to come to church. And
that's right.
Isn't that just a beautiful way to bring people in?
It's so beautiful.
So it's little things. It's coming up with ideas that God has,
right,
that we just need to tap into his idea and then have the courage to go for it.
Awesome.
And honestly, this place is just the kind of place that will do just that. And so we're just following God and he's leading us in beautiful places.
We love it. And you're such a courageous leader and we're happy to follow along. So it's going to be an amazing night.
Can't wait to talk about it as we go.
Yes. Thank you, Shelly.
Thanks, Jordan.
I loved getting to sit down with Shelly. Just in the excitement and the anticipation of it all right before we started. And I also got to grab a couple moments with the team leads for our stylists at the Grove Swap. And we handpick stylists who are just ladies from our church here at Passion City Church, and give them a role of really helping to host the night and make sure that everyone who walks in has an amazing experience. So here is my chat with Macy and Linda, our stylist team leads. So I'm here with Macy and Linda, who are our amazing team leads for our stylist team here at the Grove Swap. So Macy, tell us, what is a stylist here at the Swap?
So a stylist is someone who not only can help you shop and help you find really awesome pieces, because they have seen the spaces. They kind of know what's here. So if someone has a need, they kind of know where to take them and how to help them find things, can navigate the way we set up our sizing and our colors and everything.
Awesome.
But the biggest part of being a stylist is just to see these women and to love on them.
Yeah.
And to show them that they are known and cared for.
Totally.
And that they are just precious, and we're excited that they're here, and just someone they can walk alongside for the night and shop with and have a conversation and build
That's
a relationship
awesome.
With.
So they don't have to have necessarily professional styling
Not at
history.
All. I mean, they're all very stylish. And
totally.
They look great.
These girls
all
look
the
good.
Time. they look really great tonight, but definitely not expertise in styling necessarily. They're just people that are really good on loving on
That's
people.
Awesome. I love it. So Linda, what are you hoping that the women are going to experience tonight when they encounter a stylist?
I think the stylist in that moment, they would be able to step into that of being the eyes of Jesus and awesome. The ears of Jesus.
Yes.
Just kind of being able to open up their hearts and be available for people to get vulnerable with them or have awesome. That connection, that fun community building yeah. and having a good time.
Awesome.
You know?
Totally. That's so great. Well, it's going to be an amazing night. Thank you, girls, so much for all you've done. Hopefully that helps give a little bit more of the nuts and bolts side of what we're doing at the swap and kind of behind the scenes. So now you're going to hear some incredible stories from the night. And one of those stories happened before we even opened the doors. So here's Shelley again with one of these great stories from the Grove Swap. All right, Shelley, we haven't even started yet, but you already have a great story for us.
I do. I just came and found you because I had a good story that's already happened.
Amazing.
And it happened earlier because we our parking here at 515 is a little challenging.
Yes.
And what I love about it is that it makes people who want to come to church really want to come to church.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I want to be
like,
here.
You can't just come and park in the parking lot. It isn't that easy.
No
you don't
way.
Have to park over there and we're going to shuttle
it's
you
an
in.
Obstacle course.
Anyway, so the shuttle drivers are special people that we have great relationships with. And a couple of them were here early about to drive shuttles from the parking deck down to our building.
Yeah.
And when they came to the building, they said, you know, last year we were here, but unfortunately we didn't get anything because we were here toward the end and the clothing was gone for the yeah. most part. And we weren't able to actually get what we needed or wanted.
Uh-huh.
And I was standing with Emily, who was incredible. And she said, well, now's your time.
Awesome.
So let's go shop right now. So we walked around a little bit with them as they picked out purses and shoes.
Amazing.
They picked out clothes and a coat. And they were holding the stuff in their hands as they were walking out. And we got them bags and, you know, put them all in bags so that they would have them. As we walked to the door and I was standing at the door to walk them out, one of them turned around and said to me, they just took my picture.
Wow.
And I think the day was probably Emily, but they just took my picture. I feel like a star.
Oh, my gosh.
And she had tears in her eyes. And
wow.
It's so simple. It's like,
yes.
It's not profound and it's not hard.
Right.
It's actually just reappropriating things that God has gifted us.
Incredible.
And put in our hands. And for that lady, her night will never be the same.
That's right.
You know, and she will shuttle people so happily
yes.
down to this building so that they can get what they need. But the
That's
truth
right.
is that God saw her all along and he knew that she would come first and get what she needed
yes.
because of the way she serves our people. So
incredible.
I just think it's cool to watch God work
yes.
and we haven't let people in yet and nothing is really truly quote unquote happening yet.
Yeah.
But it's all happening
I
and
love
I love
it.
The way God works.
So beautiful. So you heard a little bit earlier about our stylist team, and really throughout the night of the swap, I kind of relied on them to be my eyes and ears of what was happening and what was going down. So they would come up to me with these amazing women and I would get to share with them and hear their stories. And here's one of the first stories that I got to hear from the night. Okay, so I'm here with Alexandra, and you have a great story for us. What? Tell us about this purse.
Well, I helped volunteers sorting some of the accessories and purses.
Amazing.
And I came across a purse that I had wanted since college.
Are you serious?
I'm 35, so I wasn't going to come tonight, but that was the one thing that I wanted to come for.
Amazing. And so you saw it as you were sorting?
As I was sorting.
And you didn't take it then, which
no.
you could have easily snuck it away.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have done that. But, yeah, it was here. I was on a mission. That was the one thing that I wanted to get. And now
amazing.
I have it.
And, so, and it's in your hands.
It is.
I love it. Tell us about the purse.
So it is a leather Tory Burch purse. It's one of the convertible ones.
So cute.
So it can be a clutch or it could be a shoulder or crossbody.
I love it. It's so cute. I'm so glad you got it.
I know. Thank you so
That's
much.
That's amazing. Thank you so much for all your help this week, too.
No problem.
I mentioned that we had a couple of wedding dresses donated to the swap this year, and we were so thrilled to be able to give those away on the night of the swap. So here are some sweet and exciting stories from a couple of brides-to-be after they got their wedding dress. Okay,
got a little creative.
I'm here with Carlin on, from our team, from our Passion City Church team. She's one of our stylists tonight.
Yes.
And Carlin, you met Hope Forever here.
I did. She was my first person who walked in the door, and she.
What happened?
Yeah,
tell us happened. What happened. What
so,
happened when you walked in the room?
I was walking by, and I see this amazing, gorgeous wedding dress, and I was like, "Is that a wedding dress?" And she goes, "Yes, yes. Are you looking for a wedding dress?" And I said, "Oh my goodness, I'm getting married in May.
No
this
way."
Not be happening right now. And she goes, you should try it on. And I was like, this is beautiful. I call my friend over and we're like, let's just try it on. Let's see what happens.
I love it.
And I tell her, I'm like, I have not found a dress. I'm getting married in 5 months. Like, I really need a dress.
Yes.
Try it on and it's perfect.
Oh,
it's perfect. It's perfect.
It's so beautiful. I saw you in it. It's gorgeous. Tell us, explain the dress.
So the dress, it's mermaid fit.
Yes.
It's very, oh my gosh, I felt like it elongated my figure.
It did.
Yeah, every
did.
Girl
you
wants
so
to feel like Cinderella.
Yes.
The beads are gorgeous.
They
I mean, I feel
gorgeous.
Like it's like fresh off the Parisian showroom or something.
It's awesome.
It's amazing. Like the embroidery and the beading, like the details of the dress is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you can tell that someone took the time to really get this.
How it looks. And there's even a veil.
There's a beautiful veil.
It's gorgeous. Amazing.
And it's so much beading in the dress that the veil is so simple.
Yes, it's perfect.
It's just, you know, beading around the trim. It's just enough.
Perfect.
But definitely
a little sparkle.
An elegant princess look.
You look beautiful in it. You're going to look gorgeous in May. Where are you getting married?
Ocho Rios, Jamaica.
Oh, amazing.
Destination wedding. I'm so excited.
Well, congratulations.
Thank
We're
you.
So glad you came to the Grove Swap tonight.
Thank you. This was all God. I'm so excited.
Absolutely. We believe it. Okay, I'm here now with Anika and Maya. So, Anika, tell me what happened tonight.
Well, what happened tonight was I found a wedding dress for my daughter.
Amazing.
Getting married in June.
Incredible.
So, this was a surprise. And so,
how did it happen?
I was just perusing around and I was like, wow, I think this is her size. And I said, oh, yeah, it has a corset at the back. This is going to be great. And I didn't expect to come to this event and find a wedding dress.
Yeah.
We were just talking about going dress shopping.
Yeah.
So, this is
amazing.
A great experience.
So, Maya, tell me what happened for you.
Well, ironically, I found an 80s garter belt right before my mother decided to pull up with
incredible.
A whole wedding dress.
We've got it all here at the Grove Swap.
Yes. And it was like poofy, wonderful, just delicious.
Oh.
So much whipped cream real.
And then there's a dress over there that she found.
Yep.
That's like we were just discussing that could be for a bridal shower. So, we were kind of like on the same page.
Yeah, we were on the same page.
We worked together. Like,
amazing.
I had to call her and see like where she was. And then I met this young, lovely, beautiful woman who helped me carry the dress.
Yes, we met our friend Carmen on our team.
So I was like, I'm not letting this dress go.
Amazing.
It is 20 pounds of beautiful.
So what happened? How did you see the dress? Tell us how that all unfolded.
My mom came around the corner. And I was like, yeah, I'm sitting at the bottom of a shopping crate that says, welcome to church. She was like, really?
And then I didn't see her.
Yeah.
But she's on the floor with a mound of clothes.
Yeah, on the floor with
incredible.
A mound of clothes. And ironically, something that matches the color story of everything.
Amazing. So you're going to walk away tonight with a dress to wear to your shower and a dress to wear to your wedding.
Yes.
This is amazing. Now, what you didn't hear from Anika and Maya is that Anika recently underwent surgery for a brain tumor and the recovery of that excruciating process and has just recently gotten back into kind of a normal-ish life. So she was so excited to get out the night of the swap and to be able to walk around and just enjoy a night out with her daughter. What was really sweet was we had a couple of gift cards donated from a local boutique for people that had some significant maybe need or just needed a blessing and something to brighten their day. And at the end of the night, Carmen from our team was able to give Anika one of those gift cards. She is so great at taking care of people and pouring herself out, and we just wanted her to feel special and spoiled for a little bit. So she got to have one of those gift cards, and it was really sweet. Now you're going to hear from Deja on a really special dress that she was able to find. Okay, I'm here with Deja. Deja just finished shopping at the swap. Now, Deja, tell us what happened for you tonight.
So, tonight was amazing, for one. And I literally found the dress that I've been looking for almost a year.
What?
Literally, like, I've been looking for this dress in Target. I saw it, and I was like, I got to have this dress. I got to have it. And I looked at the price. It was $4. And I was like, this is not going to work. I'm not going to do it. So, I come here to the Grove swap. Literally, like, I find the dress, not only the dress, but it's got the tag on it, and it's from Target.
No way.
And I was like, oh my gosh. And literally, I felt like the Lord was talking to me, saying, like, wait on the Lord. And I'm like, okay, so what's going to happen? It's got to be something big coming.
Incredible.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Don't you know he just sees you and loves you
so
much? Isn't that amazing?
Yes.
I'm so glad you came tonight.
I am glad I came too.
So a lot of us can probably relate to what it feels like to live a life on a budget. And, you know, some of us don't have to think about that as much. But how precious that Deja would be able to find this dress that she had been thinking about and dreaming about for a year that was not only new with tags, but it was in her size and the exact dress that she had been loving. And I love what she says that she heard from God when she saw that dress, that he just wanted to say to her, just wait on the Lord. And I love that that was such a huge part of people's experiences at the swap, that they not only got to walk away with clothes that they loved, but that they really felt like they were seen and loved on by God and by his people. And it was really such a beautiful picture of the gospel that we all got to experience. One of the really fun things to see the night of the swap was all the moms that came with their small children and really got to feel so loved on by our incredible stylists. So here's one of those moms. This is Cortland after she met our incredible stylist, Caitlin. Okay, I'm here with Cortland. We're in the checkout line at the Grove Swap. Tell me about your night tonight.
So I walked in, baby on my hip, and Caitlin immediately ran up to me and was like, let me help you, let me take him, took my bag, took my coat, everything. Oh, such a huge
Caitlin's
help.
Incredible.
So we're walking around, you know, she's like, let me help, what do you need? And I was like, you know, I really don't have a pair of jeans. Like, I wear corporate America work clothes, yeah, and I wear leggings. Like, that's all I have.
Yeah.
I would really love a pair of jeans. You know, she's helping me sort through, like, look, like, literally baby on her hip
of
now.
Course.
And she's, like, ripping through the clothes, looking at the sizes, finding me a pair to fit me. So we find her, right? So then we go to the dresses. Like, we did other stuff, but we get to the dresses, and we see this gorgeous, gorgeous dress. And so we go, and we look at it, and it's a size 2. And I was like, you know, pre-baby days, maybe that would have worked, but now that's not going to work
yeah
out. So we're walking to leave, and we found one on another rack, and I was like, is that the same dress? And she was like, I think it is. So I go and I look at it, and it was a size 8. And
amazing.
It was perfect. And it's, I mean, it is amazing
so
quality.
Cute.
It is an Ann Mashburn,
yes,
which from
incredible
my understanding, an incredible
yes
designer.
Yes.
So I'm
wow
so stoked.
Amazing. I'm so happy for you. Way
yeah
to go.
Thank you.
I'm so glad you came tonight. Here's another amazing mom who is also a teacher, and she has 3 active little boys and does not have time or the budget for shopping. So she got a really special time tonight with her friends and another one of our stylists, Caroline. So listen in to her fun story from the night.
Okay, I'm here with Charisse. Are you wrapping up tonight at the swap?
Yes.
Tell me about what you came here tonight thinking.
Well, I was just coming to get, you know, something to wear to work because
yeah
I don't get a chance to go and shop for myself. Well, I can't afford to go and shop for
yeah
myself. And when I got here, of course, my best friend has set up something totally different.
Wow.
It's just amazing.
What? So what'd you guys do?
Just got to try on clothes by myself.
Oh,
which is rare.
You've got some little guys around here.
I know what you said. Yes.
How many kids do you have?
3.
These 3 boys are yours.
Yes.
They are real cute.
Thank you.
But I can tell they keep you very busy and on your
yes
toes.
They do. They do.
So did you get some good stuff for work tonight?
I did. I got some amazing stuff.
It looks really pretty. I'm so glad that you came.
Yes.
And I'm so glad your friends took care of you so you could shop.
They did an amazing job.
Wonderful. So glad. Well, thanks for coming tonight.
So
you've heard some really cool stories about how specific needs were met for people at the Grove Swap. And what another thing that's so amazing about the night is that it really is for every woman. You know, we have people from all kinds of socioeconomic standing, moms that are, you know, well off and well dressed already that just want to have a night out with their girlfriends. We have college students that drove in from out of town just to come and have a fun night. And it was really cool to see how it's just a very level playing field. And that's why women who do have needs, they can just come and feel like they can shop and be seen with dignity because everybody's having a blast and everybody is loving to find beautiful new clothes. So here are 2 adorable high school girls that got to have a lot of fun tonight too.
Okay, I'm here with Brittany and Washera checking out at the Grove Swap. So Brittany, tell me what happened for you tonight.
Well, we were in line and we were thinking about prom and we're just like, oh my gosh, that'd be so cool if we could find a prom dress here. And I ended up finding 2 prom dresses for free.
No way.
So I'm super excited about
2 prom dresses.
Amazing!
Yeah. Was that what you were hoping for?
Yes.
Exactly, yeah. I was not expecting it at all. Like,
that
I
is
just
so
saved
fun.
$200,
yeah,
not
yes
more.
tried it on. I was like, oh, this probably won't look good. But it did, and I'm super so excited.
Oh, I'm so happy for you guys. I'm so glad you guys came tonight.
We have a town here in the Atlanta area that is home to refugees from all over the world that come to make a new life here. And so what's really neat is that there's always a big group of them that come to the swap every year. A couple of them actually came last year and decided to come help us get ready for the swap this year. So that was a really beautiful thing to see. And I got to grab a moment with another woman from our team, Susan, who has worked alongside of these refugees and helped a lot of them the night of the swap. So she's going to explain what their experience was like tonight. Okay, I'm here with Susan Robinson, one of our amazing door holders and Grove team leadership women. And Susan, I want you to tell me tonight about our friends from Clarkston that came to the swap.
Yeah, I'd love to. So this is the third year that we've had a group of women coming from Clarkston, Georgia.
And tell us about what happens in Clarkston.
Yeah, well, Clarkston is one of the most diverse places in the world. There are refugees from all around the world that come to Clarkston.
Wow.
And there are lots of programs going on there. And one of the things we do at Passion City is we help serve the community there.
Yeah.
And we love bringing the women that are there to come and get clothes, shoes, accessories, whatever.
Yes.
This is the third year we've been doing it. And
awesome.
Every single time, it's so much fun to
How
see
many women do you think came tonight from Clarkston?
Gosh, we probably have maybe 40 women.
Oh my goodness.
Maybe 50 that came.
That's
and
incredible.
For some of them, it was their third year. For some of them, they've been here 2 weeks in our country and had nothing. So
wow.
It was really exciting to see them. I've never seen this many women. I've never
wow.
seen them so excited. And they were just dancing and jumping
Amazing.
And getting everything from things for graduation to just clothes to wear around the house. It was
That's
wonderful.
Awesome. Oh, love it.
Yeah.
So I think I saw a lot of families in that group tonight.
Yes.
Were there some like mother-daughter?
Oh, there were grandmother-daughter situations
awesome.
Going on. Best friends. We had eighth graders and we had
wow.
70-year-old women. And it's so amazing to me that they can come to our country and the first thing they're experiencing is love
yes.
and openness and help and joy
yes.
and just a welcome smile.
I love that.
We've taken them to Passion Conference. We've taken them to Grove Gatherings.
Wow.
And this is just another extension of us to be able to show them how much we love them.
It's amazing. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thanks for walking around with them and making them feel so loved tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
It's incredible. Now you've heard what it's like to be in the middle of the swap, right in the mix, the kinds of things that we get to experience together, what it looks like, what it feels like. And we really wanted to give some tools to the people that are interested in putting on your own swap. We get tons of emails all the time asking for help on how to do this. And so we got to sit down with some of our team and really just get a lot of the behind the scenes details and a lot of the how to for putting on a clothing swap of your own. So here are some of the people from our team helping explain that. They give a lot of helpful tips and wisdom on how to put together a team and how to execute a clothing swap. So I think you'll enjoy this how to from our team.
Hey, this is Kara Diba, and I'm here in the studio with a couple amazing teammates that I have. I get to serve full-time on the Grove team here at Passion City Church, and so one of my friends here with us today is Audrey Gill, who also serves on our Grove
hey.
Team. Hey, Audrey.
Hey.
And we also have Aaron Jelinek, who is actually kind of the spearhead at the tip of the arrow of the Grove swap. We are so thankful for her. Aaron is, she's a wife, she's a mom, she's married to one of our other Passion City team members here, and she has her own business of fashion styling. And what I love about Erin is that even though she's got all this other stuff going on in her life, she has now for going on 4 years, she has hopped in and really helped us get the Grove from start to finish across the finish line and even wrapped up and ready to go for the year ahead. So we're so thankful for her.
Oh, thank you.
And so right now, you've already heard a little bit from people experiencing the swap. You've heard from Shelly casting vision over why we do the swap. But today, we want to talk about kind of like, how do you get there, though? Like, there's this amazing vision. We know what we want to do. We know what the end goal we want is, to an extent.
Right.
But what have we learned in the process? How do we build this each year from start to finish, which looks a lot maybe different than what people think.
Right, right. Yeah, well, there's a lot that goes into the Grove Swap. And, you know, of course, it starts with the vision. But then, you know, you need to make sure that you're able to receive all of these great clothes and accessories. And so you need to have a good time frame where you're actually collecting clothes from people.
Right.
And you need to make sure that people are understanding it's not just any clothes, but we want it to be clothing and accessories that people love and are still excited about, and they are giving them to someone else to enjoy.
Less of a donation, more of a gift, more of an intentional gift.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And I mean, that just sets the stage right there for having amazing pieces for women to walk in the night of your swap and to really be able to be blown away by the quality of, you know, what they're seeing there and to feel so special.
So practically speaking, for our Grove Swap, which is in January of every year, we have the swap, we pack it all up, and then we basically start planning for the next one.
Right.
So we have a whole spring semester to get through of other Grove gatherings. We have the summer, and during all that time, we're kind of inventorying the pieces that we have for setup. We're making notes about what worked great the year before and what we want to adjust. And then once we launch our Grove gatherings in September, we start collecting.
Right.
So we start promoting and asking women to clean out their closets and pull those special pieces and start bringing them in September. And so talk about how long we set up that donation period and what that kind of looks like from week to week for us.
Yeah. So we, this past year we started collecting, in October. So that gave us probably like 3 solid months of collecting, which was great. But even before then, in the summertime, we spent a couple months building a team, just to make all of this happen. So the great thing about a swap is that you get to bring in different people to help serve and just put on the event with you. So we built a team of 10 captains who kind of lead our door holders. That way we don't necessarily have to be at every sorting day that we have, which is great. So I think delegation is a big key. Yeah.
And door holders are our volunteers at Passion City.
Yeah. So that's great. You have your like core 10, and that way you have consistency. They kind of know, and you're not having to reteach. So it's great to be able to rely on them, I think.
So what are some of the things that we teach them, the captains, when we sat them down this summer, got them on board, and they said yes? What were we inviting them into?
I think first thing is just appreciation for them. It's a lot of time, and we know we can't do it alone. So first, I'm just really showing the gratitude for them because we're so thankful, and we couldn't put this on just us. So it's encouragement's a big thing, but also going back to that consistency piece, just showing what we're looking for. So as Aaron's mentioned already, we're looking for like our best. You want to give your best. So just being very intentional with the pieces that we keep and how we sort. That's something that we teach them. And then also just inviting others to join. They help us do that. So we're limited in who we can reach, but we know if we have 10 other people who can also reach 10 more people, our team grows.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love having our killer team because the vision is so easy to get behind. It's just asking everyone what's in your hands and what can you give and how can you contribute. And these captains have been incredible at giving their time and contributing to the vision. And like you said, we could never do this alone.
No way. We could not do it.
So during our lengthy drop-off period, right, we start receiving clothes in October, and we go typically all the way through December receiving them at Grove gatherings, receiving them on a weekly basis at Passion City Church gatherings. When we get those in, are we just like letting them sit until January when it's time to like put the swap on?
No. We try to stay on top of things as much as we can along the way. And honestly, one of the things that I think we learned after the first year that we implemented the second year of the swap was when we actually, first of all, when we received things for the first time, we tried to kind of start the sorting process at that point. So when somebody is dropping off and they come with a bag of clothes that they're going to donate, we have people there that are receiving the clothes and can open up that bag and they can put the shirt in the tops bin, and they can put pants in with mm-hmm. the bottoms, and they can put dresses in the dress bin. Yeah. So just starting out from the beginning to have your pieces in the right category will save a lot of time when you're sorting, because then when you have your sorting captains get back there and with the rest of the people that are coming in to sort, you're set up for success mm-hmm. and it makes it go much smoother because you already have things at least in your basic categories.
Yeah. How much time would you estimate, Erin, that would save on the back end?
Hours, days.
Yes.
No, it really, I mean, it's amazing just the small things that you can do along the way that save, that just save time, yeah. you know? And when you have so many hours that are going into sorting through these clothes, I mean, that takes a lot of time and it's necessary. I mean, we want yeah. to be able to do that because that's how we can get to the point where we can, you know, put on this amazing swap. But being able to realize along the way decisions that you can make to save time, I mean, you got to do it. So
what we love is the end goal of the swap is to honor people. It's putting mm-hmm. all of us on the same level. It's giving dignity to everyone coming in right. and everyone pouring out to say, again, what's mine is yours. Yeah. And I can benefit from this just as much as the person mm-hmm. who is in the deepest physical need.
Right.
We're all being ministered to, served. And I love that all of this time we spend preparing the way, we're actually getting to spend time with these door holders, with these volunteers, mm-hmm. and volunteers are getting to know each other, and we've seen lots of needs met in that way, mm-hmm. too, spiritual and emotional. And so there's just so much purpose, too, in all the time that we get to have yeah. together. Audrey, we have a lot of visual things, photos, video celebrations exported from the swap once it's all set up and looks beautiful and people mm-hmm. have come in and enjoyed it. But for everyone who hasn't gotten to see like the backstage version, like yes. the behind the scenes of the swap,
yes.
why don't you describe we have a warehouse in the back of Paxton City Church,
yeah.
which is incredible and allows us to do so much of what we get to do. Just describe that scene for everyone. What does that look like when the swap captains show up and when our volunteers show up and we're like, yeah. okay guys, here are mountains of clothes.
Yeah.
This is what you're going to do with them.
Well, to get a visual picture, I think just imagine like 100 boxes lined up just with different signage, different categories, yeah. just to keep us organized, which is really amazing.
Tall, skinny boxes, yes. probably like 4 feet tall.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And they're each divided. Most of them are divided into 4 different compartments for different sizes. So like right. extra small through extra large. And so it's pretty amazing. I mean, even just like thinking about that visual, knowing that each clothing piece we receive goes into like a specific category, mm-hmm. into a specific box, which is just like beautiful. And people, I mean, as Kara just said, so many of our volunteers just have these amazing stories from just even being able to serve and mm-hmm. Really just to be able to help in that process. But so lots of boxes, lots of clothing, as you can imagine. And it essentially looks like what our display does. We try to keep it consistent. I think that's a big component of it, all those different categories. So you have your tops, your bottoms, your outerwear, etc. We start off with those big, large boxes in the back to keep those categories consistent and separate. And then from there, we'll separate through them. And it can go, we categorize those into about like 20 different piles, essentially, of colors and sizes, and then they go into those boxes. Yeah.
So when we set up for the Grove Swap, mm-hmm. We've thought through the experience that you yep. want to have, which we love to be intentional and mimic really our creator in being creative yeah. and really thinking about, okay, when somebody walks through the door, what are they going to experience? How are they going to feel that they are seen, that they are loved, that they're thought of? And so we do spend a good bit of time designing the experience and the environment of the swap. Yeah. And again, all that pre-sorting and all that time, the months you're spending getting ready for that, it really helps us set up the whole experience well, because we only have a few days before the swap each year to actually get it set up
yeah.
and on the floor. But I love the path that sets us on. And so when you do walk through and experience a swap, you're shopping hopefully with the very a very easy to understand kind of map and experience. And so we've got dressing rooms. You've heard about all the fun that we get to have. We've got some hospitality pieces. But again, with the clarity and with the organization that we are offering, that helps all of our door holders showing up at the swap to serve know where they are, know where to take somebody who has a need, a specific need when they show up. And so all of that work on the front end just helps create this amazing experience that really removes any kind of distraction or hurdle, obstacle that somebody might have from feeling that love, that being seen, that knowing that we care about them, and most importantly that Jesus cares about them. So thank you both so much for all the time and all of the thought that you've put into all of that ahead of time. Okay, so we get to the night of the swap, right? And we've talked about how clear we want that experience to be. But Audrey, why don't you explain kind of what that experience is once the women step into the doors? Like, what are all the things that we have going on and what a woman might experience at the swap?
Yeah, so as soon as the women walk into the building, they'll be greeted by one of our volunteers or door holders. And they'll receive about 5 wooden chips, which essentially one wooden chip will get you a clothing piece or an accessory. So this is a great way just to limit how many people or how many items each person can have. And that way, too, more people can experience and take away, which is we want to make sure that we provide a good experience for everyone. So this kind of helps you start off on the right foot with that. But they'll walk in, we'll have fun music playing. We usually have like a DJ. We have different photo opportunities. We'll have some of our guys from our house serve mocktails, which is fun. It's always a big hit, dressed up in suits. They love it. And then they'll be able to try on the clothing. So we have dressing rooms. Really, we utilize all of our different rooms in our house from wall to wall, which is a great way to utilize the space you have. That's I think that can make for a great experience.
And our house is our church building. So every space that we have here at Passion City Church.
Yes, which is incredible. And it's very intentional, which is awesome. But as they're leaving, you want to make sure, and we really challenge ourselves with this, that the experience is from beginning to end, so ending with the checkout process and what that looks like. So make it clear, make it easy and accessible for the guest. Also, that way you have a process of collecting your resources. That way they can be reused. That helps you it prevents you from having to repurchase everything, which is
things
a big...
like your tokens, your tokens, hangers,
bags, just everything. And then, too, that's a great last touch point, and that's that personal interaction you get to have with the ladies that are coming in, which I think we value the most, and that's really the favorite part of our volunteers.
And so that's also when we hear stories about what people came in needing and what they're actually leaving with. We've been blown away. You've heard some of like the experience of what they experienced earlier in the podcast. But in the past few years, we've heard crazy stories from people who needed a wedding dress, who showed up, didn't have money, didn't have time, the resources to find a wedding dress, and what did we have? The one wedding dress that was in their size.
In their size.
Incredible.
In everything.
My mom, I think last year, brought her daughter, who they were under-resourced and weren't going to be able to find a prom dress.
Prom dress, right. Yep,
amazing. Jesus is just meeting needs all over the place, and we love that personal touch point at the very end. You think that you're done, you're going home, but we want to make sure on your way home you know that we see you, that Jesus sees you, and that you're loved.
I think one other thing is that with the tokens, and we talk about, you know, how many items each person gets, is also to release yourself, though, of worrying about, you know, how many did each person get, because really Jesus shows up and everyone gets what they need.
That's great,
and so, like, that's what I think has been really cool to see through these, you know, various swaps that we have put on, is that to release ourselves from determining somebody's need.
That's great.
You know, and just have an open arms, which I think is cool.
It's special. It really kind of helps it propels us into the next season of SWAP when you think, okay, that was amazing. Let's start it all over.
Right, exactly.
But really,
starting again.
It's incredible.
Right.
I love, Erin, that you've been able to even speak with other churches after we've done this SWAP. Yep. Like, lots of people are asking, how do I do this? And that's great. I get the vision. I love all the things that you do. But I think you've had some really great conversations with people in the past, and they've asked some really great questions that you've been able to answer. So for everyone, I think you can help kind of share some of that knowledge. For instance, if if we're under-resourced mm-hmm. in what we can fabricate on our own or create or buy, as far as like fixtures, things to display, right. clothes, like how are some of the ways we've gotten creative with that in the past?
No, that's a great question. And I think that's something that that's been really fun to be able to talk to different churches that have wanted to, you know, put on it mm-hmm. to do their own swap. And, you know, it does require a lot of resources, whether that's time from people and actual fixtures and different things like hangers and all those mm-hmm. such things. And so what I would say is that, you know, I mean, certainly we have built fixture. We definitely have fixtures that we have built before ourselves. You can also, I know that we've been able to get fixtures in two ways and racks from stores maybe that are going out of business, or even if they're not going out of business, mm-hmm. they're getting new things, and so they're willing to part with those things. I know that a couple churches that I spoke with, they had dry cleaners that were donating hangers for them because they couldn't buy hangers, but you really do need hangers yeah. if you're going to hang things up, you know? And so that was something that was super helpful that I've talked to people that they've been able to do. I mean, even Kara here, who's, you know, asking us these questions and talking with us, she's amazing and super creative. And she came up with chicken wire and hanging our scarves from it in this amazing and beautiful display that I think is better than anything that I've ever seen in any store before. And I go in a lot of stores. So, you have to be creative, you yeah. know, I mean, you just have to really be creative, but it's fun because then you can express yourself and, you know, in your design elements and everything. Yeah. So
it's great. I think probably one of the biggest things that we've learned is just to not be deterred or discouraged when mm-hmm. you don't know right. what you're doing. We would right. never get anything done around no. here if we were. So I would say just lean into that vision and know that if Jesus is giving you that vision, he's going to give and provide the resources right. that you need. And there's so much room and space to kind of learn as you go, mm-hmm. which is what we've done, I think, year to year. And year after year, it gets sweeter. You get to learn from what you've experienced. You get to adjust and really just get to experience joy altogether. As long as we keep open house, as Scripture says, we're a light on a hill. We want to keep open house and share with others the generosity as Jesus has shared with us, then you really can't go wrong.
Right.
I think that's
right.
what we've learned.
It's very true.
So we look forward to the next Grove Swap. We hope this has been really helpful for you guys. And we want to just encourage you to look for opportunities in your life and the people that you lead to offer shade to the people in your path.
Well, we hope you found today's episode both encouraging and inspiring. If you'd like to see or learn more about the Grove Swap, you can check out passioncitychurch.com/thegrove, where we'll be linking the information that you heard Aaron and Audrey share earlier. And as always, please follow along with us on Instagram at @PCC_thegrove for information on where and when we're meeting every month. And you can also check out some beautiful footage from the swap. And don't forget to join us on February 11th for our Spring Grove kickoff. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time on the Grove Podcast. Mm-hmm.